This dress, with its giant pink bow, epitomizes the volume that characterized much of formal wear and fashion in the 1980s. British designer Victor Edelstein created this dress for Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour. He designed many dresses for elite clientele, and one of his most prominent customers was Diana, Princess of Wales. Many of Edelstein's gowns during the late 1980s feature giant bows on the back of the dress, such as the dress Princess Diana wore for her 1986 portrait for Terence Donovan, or the 1987 wedding dress worn by Miss Marilyn Watts, held in the Victoria and Albert Museum collection in London. Edelstein's early career was spent training at Dior and working for Norman Hartnell, but he closed his couture services in 1993 because of what he saw as a dwindling clientele for couture amid the surging minimalist trends of the 1990s. In an interview with the Daily Mail newspaper, he said, quote, "If there was going to be a new generation of younger women who wanted to buy couture, they were not going to come to me. I didn't want to turn into Norman Hartnell, bringing my mailing list up to date by checking the obituaries." End quote. Edelstein eventually moved to Spain and became a painter. I think Edelstein must have been really interested in the way satin could be shaped and draped. It really stands out against the contrasting black velvet fabric in this dress. In 1987, Liz Smith wrote in the London Times, referring to Edelstein, that, quote, "London designers are practiced at cutting the sumptuous dress that provides the frame for jewels and garter sashes. They know how to sculpt heavy satin for the grand entrance," end quote. A piece that made a grand entrance would have made sense for the donor of this dress, Anna Wintour, at a time in her life when she was about to embark on a major career shift. In 1987, she would leave British Vogue and move her family to the United States, where she would eventually take the helm of American Vogue in New York. Wintour is credited with reviving the popularity of Vogue magazine and making it a dominant voice in fashion journalism.